today's gospel, Jesus speaks to us about the very important notion of freedom, a concept which is very much misunderstood in the world that we live in and oftentimes gets distorted into meaning something radically different from what Jesus points out in today's gospel. I'd like in today's homily to highlight two essential aspects of freedom that Jesus speaks to us about in the gospel which we just heard. And the first point is going to be the intimate and inherent connection that must be present between freedom and truth. When Jesus says, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In that statement, Jesus is really highlighting that freedom and truth go together. I think to understand that better, consider the following example of someone trying to play the game of basketball. They are standing out there on the court with the 9 other players, but the person in question here has got no knowledge of what the game of basketball is, and they have no idea what the rules to the game are, unlike the other 9 people on the court. They do, however, have a free will. In other words, they can choose what they're going to do. The ball is thrown up for the opening tip. The person receives a pass, and now they have the question, what am I going to do with the ball? Again, they don't know what the game's about, they don't know its purpose, and they don't know the rules. Suppose then they take the ball and they say, you know what, I'm going to use my free will and I am going to launch this ball as hard as I can at one of the other players on the court, and then I'm going to celebrate. That clearly would not be anything consonant with the game of basketball, but it really highlights the fact the only way that you can play the game of basketball well is you have to know the purpose and the rules of the game. Without that, you are completely lost, and you'll never actually be free for playing the game of basketball. In other words, there is a necessary connection between the freedom to play basketball and the truth of what the game is about and the rules by which it is to be played. And if you don't know the purpose of it or the rules, then ultimately your free will is going to be rendered arbitrary and even meaningless, because you'll never know how to execute decisions that are consonant with the nature of the game. Now, the same thing is going to be true in our life. When we consider our life and we ask ourselves the question, do we have a purpose? Do we have a goal? And how is it possible for us to be able to arrive at this goal? And the answer is going to be that Jesus Christ is the one who reveals to us what our purpose in life is. He reveals to us what the goal of our life is, namely communion with the Most Holy Trinity. And he is the one who shows us how it is that we can traverse through the travails of this world to arrive at our heavenly destination. And for this reason, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, without the truth of Jesus Christ, without the knowledge that we have in him about who we are in relationship to God, our free will would ultimately be rendered arbitrary and again futile in terms of leading us to this goal that we have. So without the knowledge of Christ, ultimately we won't be able to live our freedom as it is intended to be. The second point comes in relationship to Jesus' statement, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. Now let's take another example of someone sitting down to play the piano. Suppose even in this case, unlike the basketball player, they have a knowledge of music, they have a knowledge of how to play the piano, and they also even have the requisite skills to be able to play the piano beautifully. In other words, they have the knowledge for making beautiful music. However, suppose they have a debilitating arthritis, which now they can no longer use their fingers, and all what they can do is kind of feebly karate chop at the keys, and now they are impeded from making a beautiful music on the piano. This is going to highlight another dimension of freedom that Jesus is talking about. In order to be free for doing music at the piano, you need to be freed from ignorance, which is that first point about knowledge, but you also need to be freed from injury, such as the person who has the debilitating arthritis. Once you are freed from the impediments to be able to play music on the piano well, then you are free for being able to play the piano. And this is really the point that Jesus is getting at with respect to sin. See, Jesus Christ is the one who frees us from the impediments that would block us from achieving our goal or purpose in life, which again is heaven, which is communion with God and participating in God's love. Jesus frees us from the impediment of ignorance, of not knowing what our life should be about or where we're going. And most importantly, or equally importantly, he frees us from the impediment of sin, which ultimately is a block that wants to stop us from being on our journey heading toward our heavenly kingdom. And this is precisely what Jesus means when he says, if the Son has set you free, if you're freed from sin, then you are truly free. In other words, we are free for achieving our God-given goal and purpose in life, to live his love, to live in communion with him. And Jesus' death on the cross overcomes the obstacle of sin, which then frees us for being able to pursue this goal. My brothers and sisters, in the world that we live in today, our culture generally perceives freedom as being much more something like being freed from as many rules and limitations as possible, including, of course, being freed from the laws of God and the laws of the church, in order to be free for doing whatever I like. Jesus, however, reveals to us an authentic freedom, namely, in coming to know the Lord Jesus, in coming to know what he has revealed to us, we discover what our true purpose and goal in life is. And on account of that, we can use our free will to make decisions which are consonant with that goal and which ultimately help us to reach our heavenly destination of this communion of a life of love with God. And Jesus frees us from all the impediments of sin that would stop us from making this journey. And so today, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always be grateful for this gift of truth, for this gift of being freed from sin that we receive in Jesus Christ, and that we would always use our free will to pursue this goal and purpose of our life, to achieve communion with God and eternal life. Amen.